You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Obviously, the top trending topic, President Biden is withdrawing from the re-election bid that was announced yesterday, and he endorsed the current Vice President, Kamala Harris, as his favored candidate. So that is the top trending topic. It was the biggest story all day yesterday.
Biggest story in the world.
Yeah. Other things that are now trending. Jennifer Lopez celebrated her 55th birthday with a Bridgerton-themed birthday party. Kind of weird. I don't know. 55, you still doing themed birthday parties with costumes and
really? That's what that's what these elite Hollywood people do. It's just like, get over yourself. Come on. It's probably because they get to do so much stuff that's fun to them that they have to really stretch to say, oh, this will be fun. Right. Because when you have the money and the power to do whatever you want to do at any time of your life that you want to do it, you know, a mere birthday party is just
weird. Though, someone to say like, "Hey, like, say if you knew her and your wife were to say to you, oh, we got invited to Jennifer's 55th birthday party, like, great." He goes, "It's Bridgerton themed." Like, what? I got to dress up in a Bridgerton like costume to go to the birthday? No, I'm not.
You
going
should
to
see it. These people walking down the sidewalk in like long, you know, like Bridgerton. It's like, I don't even what Victorian style clothes. I mean, it's crazy. Powdered faces and powdered wigs. Yeah. I mean, you're 55. I don't know.
But I don't think anybody complained, Ace, because they're from that world. That world of dress up and pretend. And,
maybe
it's just look at they're weird is what I'm saying. They're weird. Normal people would be, you and I would be like, I am not wearing a costume to you know, Julie's 55th birthday party.
I think women,
what time is it over anyway?
Women are probably more likely to be into that sort of thing anyway, I think, more so than men in general.
Yeah.
So I get it. It's whatever. It's your birthday. Have fun.
Sure.
Although she threw her own birthday party then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that to me is weird.
Here's the theme.
Yeah. Oh, I am throwing myself a themed birthday party, and you were invited.
Like, it's what? Saturday. Okay. It's like a whole thing. Today, happy National Mango Day. Do you know how Rihanna eats a mango? Have you ever seen that picture? Mm-hmm. She was in Galveston, Texas, walked out into the ocean. She dunks it in the water and then takes a bite out of it. It was a viral moment a couple years ago, and she goes, no, it's a thing in Barbados. We dip our fruit in the ocean and then eat it. Trust me.
Well, because I guess it cleans it and gives it a little bit of a salty taste.
I guess. She said it's a thing in Barbados. And then
I think mango-flavored stuff like seltzers and all smell like armpits. Disgusting.
I don't fully get that, but I trust you on it. And then the owner of that sneaker shop where Elton John was peeing in the bottle said it has now that incident has now inspired others to enter his sneaker store and pee in bottles. And now he's really upset about this.
Okay. I get it.
Everybody's trying to recreate their own viral moment by doing what Elton John did, supposedly, by peeing in a bottle while people were shopping around him. For Elton's part, he has not commented on the situation.
What is going on?
What is going on exactly?
What type of trash bag person are you?
Those are just a few things that are now trending.
I'm barely here today. I got caught up in all that mess over the weekend. I'll explain what happened coming up next. Hang on.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I'll be honest with you, I don't really know what happened Friday that caused all the chaos with the computer systems and all that, but I had to be at the airport Friday morning. My flight was scheduled for 7:10. So I got to the airport at 5:30.
That's ace.
Yeah, 5:45. And immediately, this is going to be chaos. This is bad. It was nuts. And then my flight got backed up about an hour and 20 minutes. So I didn't fly out until 8:30. I was flying to Houston for the weekend. So that wasn't so bad. You know, that's okay. I don't mind that too much. Now, yesterday I was flying home and my flight was scheduled to leave Houston at 1:20 Houston time. And on my way to the airport, right as we were getting into the car to go to the airport, I got bumped back like 30 minutes. I said, oh, here we go. Because my another friend of ours was flying out on a different airline, and his flight had already been bumped back an hour. And then my flight got bumped back another 30 minutes, and then they bumped it back another 30 minutes. And before all was said and done, I did not leave Houston until 9 o'clock last night for a 2.5, 2-hour and 40-minute flight from Houston back to Charlotte, the mothership. And then you lose an hour coming back.
Central to Eastern.
So yeah. So 9 o'clock, I said in the airport, so we got to the airport about noon yesterday, and I ended up I was in the airport from noon until nine. And, my friend that lives there he would text me like, hey, just come back to the house. I said, well, I can't because, you know, they're every 30 minutes they're moving the times. Like at one point they bumped it back to leave at 10, and then it moved back up to 8:20. Then they bumped it back from 8:20 to 8:50. And I was like, what's going on? I was afraid to leave the airport for with the way the times were changing all the time.
Was it because of weather?
Weather played a part in it here.
Yeah.
Was a part of, they said it was part of the delay. But the other was they were still trying to make up stuff from over the weekend. And it just got to be a mess. But yeah. So, you know, and airports are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to drink, you mean?
Yeah.
To kill the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest. That's what I mean.
Yeah. What does it cost to just get a beer?
I think it was like $7, $8, $7, $8
It's pretty expensive for just a beer.
Yeah, I think it was $7 for a draft beer, $6.50 or something like that for a draft beer. You know, $50 flew by pretty quickly.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, but it was madness. Because there were people everywhere. They were bumping flights around and moving gates. And if your flight moved from this gate to that gate, and people just tried to get out of there.
Oh, there's nothing worse when you just want to get home.
Yeah.
You know, sitting around.
And then I got home, and the thing that really caught me off guard was when you got off the plane here at 1 a.m. and the airport's full of people. I mean, it was jam-packed with flights about to take off. It was crazy the number of people that were in the airport at 1 o'clock in the morning. I guess they're still trying to cycle through and get everybody, you know, moving.
Did you check a bag?
No.
Okay, well, that's one saving.
No.
Then I had you'd to go, still be standing there in the Charlotte airport waiting on the luggage.
You would still be stuck there.
Yeah.
Today's a very special day in my household. A very special day. One that I cannot even discuss with my wife, really, or else it makes her cry. Next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So today in my household is a very special day. Because today is the day that Toby the Basset Hound turns 10. Ooh. Today is his 10th birthday, which is a massive cause for celebration within the home. We have a special day planned today. We're going to meet up this afternoon at Toby's favorite dog park, dog bar. And we're going, we have somebody who's going to watch Dax. So we can take Toby for a couple hours, and he can just run and be free, and not and he gets all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Now, for the record, I did not plan any of this. I'm just along for the ride. But the funny part is, it's not even funny. You can't even talk about it with Amanda, my wife, because we've been together now 7 years, almost 8 years. So Toby's 10. She got him when he was born. So, you know, she's had him a couple of years before she knew me. But if you discuss it with her, immediately she just begins to tear up. Because something about him hitting double digits, she's now like, it's almost over, he's almost dead. And I'm like, he's just 10. And I mean, he's probably going to make it a lot longer. So he's going to have to make it to 18. Like, well, it doesn't work that way. Average life expectancy for a basset hound is, I think, 13.
Why would you even tell her that?
I didn't. She told me that.
Oh,
she's the one that shared that and gave me the information. But yeah, she's going to be a basket case today. I just know it. She's probably going to cry 3 or 4 times while we're at the dog park.
She's going to be a basset case.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. A basset case.
Yeah, but basset hounds look old when they're a year old. You know, they look like what Riggins calls senior dogs.
Yeah, they always look old.
He's definitely a senior dog now, no doubt about it.
Let's see. I'm trying to see
the word. Senior citizen.
I didn't look this. Oh gosh. I just Googled basset hound life expectancy 10 mm-hmm. to 12 years.
Oh God! Well, don't say that. What are you doing?
Are y'all going to try to talk him out of running for re-election?
Yes, I'm very interested to see what happens this afternoon when we take Toby out for his birthday celebration, because I know she's going to burst into tears at some point. Yeah. You're just watching him play or whatever, because she's just on the verge of it all the time. Oh. She posted a little video for him yesterday, and I called her from the airport. I was like, hey, your little video for Toby is good. I could hear her go, thanks.
Oh, goodness.
But you don't start being sad for somebody on their birthday unless they're starting to get sickly and all that. She's going to depress him.
Agreed.
It was the same thing with Dax a couple weeks ago. She couldn't handle the birthday.
She has a really hard time with the fact that Dax turned 1 and just as hard a time with the fact that Toby is 10.
Yeah. How old did you just turn on your last birthday?
56.
She didn't cry about that, did she?
Yeah, she did. She cried even more about that.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Food is a huge part of our lives on this show. We talk about food a lot. Tech D Rob eats a lot of fast food. So they put out this survey. USA Today did a survey. They asked readers to vote on their favorite fast food places. And this is kind of surprising. Top five, 5-1, according to the readers of USA Today. Number five, Hardee's. Number four, In-N-Out. Number three, Chick-fil-A. Number two, KFC.
Oh, come on.
And number one, though, I think TJ would agree with this because you love this place. Number one was Del Taco. They're like, Del Taco's not even in. Some people in the Ace and TJ Radio family get it because they have a few of them in Georgia and Florida. But the rest of them, like 600 of them, and they're all out west.
And In-N-Out, too.
Yeah. Captain D's.
What?
Came in at number six, followed by Taco Bell at 7, Popeyes at 8, Zaxby's at 9, and Arby's at 10.
This is stupid.
So no Wendy's, no McDonald's, no Burger King, no Subway in the top 10.
Well, Subway.
I do like Arby's, though.
Arby's is pretty good.
I love Arby's.
I know you don't like their fries, but I do. They're good. They have the best fries.
But yeah, no McDonald's. Didn't even make the top 10 of the best fast food place.
Yeah, that's not.
And KFC at number two?
Yeah, that's stupid.
No. Come on. Stop it. Stop it.
Do you consider Popeyes considered fast food?
I think if they have a drive-through.
Okay.
Yeah. Popeyes is significantly better than
KFC. If the food is already cooked and they just throw it into a box and get it out fast, they call it fast food. But I ate at Whataburger while I was in Louisiana.
And how was it?
On vacation. It was delicious. Mm. It was four of us, my father-in-law, my son, and my little nephew, and I were the only ones eating, and the bill was $57.
Oh, woo.
When we got home, I told Jody that. She goes, well, y'all all must have gotten combos then.
Oh, not combos. Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, they don't let you take your own drink and side dishes in. I mean, what else are we going to do?
Y'all ordered too much because you got a combo?
Just a sandwich. Just a sandwich. Just a sandwich. Oh, he must have gotten burgers then.
Ooh,
well, yeah.
Oh, I guess everybody got a drink, huh?
Oh, my God.
I love that. Y'all must have got combos. Well,
there you go. You crack the code.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family Shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family Shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So obviously the biggest story right now is that President Joe Biden announced that he will not be running for re-election in the 2024 election and also endorsed the current Vice President Kamala Harris to be the next president of the United States. So that is the top trending topic. It was a big story yesterday afternoon, and it continues to be a big story. So,
well, all the leaks said that it would happen Sunday. You know, they've been leaking and rumors and all of that for the past week, and then they said it'll happen Sunday.
Yeah.
And then it turns out they were right.
They were right. This is a big week also because the Olympics start on Friday, which is nuts. It's hard to believe that it's already here.
I get excited for the Olympics. I love it.
I heard something wild yesterday that this is the first year that they're going to have a therapy dog for the gymnastics team, the USA gymnastics team, because Simone Biles pulled out of the 2020 Olympics, like in the last couple of events that she was scheduled to to compete in. Yeah. So now they have a therapy dog on site. His name's Beacon.
Yeah, I'm real interested to see what happens with this Olympics on a variety of levels, because there's a lot of political unrest in France.
Yeah.
And you're having the Olympics in France, and it's just a weird time in the world to begin with. So I would proceed with caution, you know, if I were over there. I hope that we've, you know, heightened our security for our athletes.
Aren't there some countries and their culture that that can't be around dogs? Like, they look at dogs as being so dirty and all that they can't be around them.
I don't know.
I wonder how that would play out they're trying to face another country who's against dogs.
We're just against dogs. But I thought that was odd. Like, what are you going to have next to the balance beam? Is there going to be like a golden retriever there? It's going to be a weird look. But
you know what they do have this year in the Olympics? Huh. Breakdancing is going to be an Olympic sport for the first time.
Breakdancing.
They just call it breaking.
Yeah. Breaking.
I was like, what?
Popping, locking. I'll watch that. That'll be something I'll have to check out. Want to see that. And then this week, the new Deadpool and Wolverine movie is hitting theaters, expected to be the highest grossing rated R movie of all time, with also the biggest opening for an R-rated movie of all time, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman as Deadpool and Wolverine. Not interesting to me particularly, but a lot of people are very excited. They've had their tickets for months to see this movie.
Are you on Thursday?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, early showing.
I saw the first Deadpool movie. It was good. It was enjoyable. Like, it was fun.
Would it be as popular if Deadpool wasn't a good-looking person like Ryan Reynolds? Same with Wolverine.
It's a good question.
If they weren't good-looking, would people want to go watch it as much?
Well, to be fair to the Deadpool character.
Yeah, I know. He's all messed up with his face is all burnt and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he's also wearing a mask most of the time. But I don't think.
But they still know it's Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
And he's pretty under there.
Yeah, I think that drives some people to go to it.
Definitely the personality of Ryan Reynolds.
Pervert women is what I'm saying.
That's what it is.
I'm kidding.
Those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay. There was a big high-speed chase that could have gone way, way worse than it actually did. So thank goodness it didn't, and we will share the entire story and let you feel the relief as the end of the story is happy. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Hey, coming up today on TJ's podcast, which airs, what time? 10 o'clock Eastern. It's posted on the social medias and all of that.
Yeah, and it plays at 10 on our app as well.
Yeah. So today we're going to learn how to talk like a Cajun. Real Cajun. Not talking like fake Cajuns in movies and stuff. Real Cajuns. Oh, how fun. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and you're going to say, thank you for teaching me that. Okay. This happened in Los Angeles last week, but we weren't here last week. So if you've heard about it, then don't say anything, because people that you're with may not have heard it. Don't ruin it for them. It was a robbery suspect who was running from the police in Los Angeles in a high-speed chase. The incident started with an armed robbery in Beverly Hills, and they said there were multiple suspects. They arrested all of them but one. He jumped into a Kia and took off, according to the police. And during the high-speed chase, he went on Facebook or Instagram Live, one of those, to put himself out there live while he was in the car chase. And turns out
always a smart
he had a two-month-old puppy in the car with him, and then a woman also. And so you saw the puppy in the car. The high-speed chase continues, and people obviously are very concerned. So finally, he took a wrong turn and ended up on a dead-end street. He didn't realize it was a cul-de-sac, and then they boxed him in, and they got him. And he and the woman and the puppy were safe. All was safe.
Did he know the woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Wait, it wasn't a puppy. It was a baby. It was a two-month-old baby. I'm sorry. So if you took a second and you felt a little bit of relief because it was a baby and not a puppy, then you should just drive yourself to the hospital right now.
Oh, good. It wasn't a puppy after
all. Oh, thank
all.
God it wasn't a puppy.
So happy it really wasn't. Oh.
See, I was funning you. I was funning you. But they did a survey, Rob, finding the best Mountain Dew flavor.
Okay.
Baja Blast.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah, especially when you get your mouth full of food.
I'm drinking a Baja Blast. It's hard to
argue. And they say the worst is Liberty Chill, which I don't drink Mountain Dew, so.
Liberty Chill?
I don't even know what that is. I've never
heard of Liberty Chill Mountain Dew.
That's a new flavor.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say it's the worst. I want to see the focus group on that. They bring in the number one Mountain Dew fans and put them in a conference room. Well, what does that look like?
It looks like the guy that was arrested on a high-speed chase with his baby in the backseat.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Everybody talks about how easy it is to get a divorce nowadays in U.S. America. It's too easy, and that's why one of the reasons why we have so many divorces, because it's too easy to just get a divorce. Well, maybe easy in U.S. America, but it's not as easy as it is in Kuwait, obviously, because there was a Kuwaiti couple that got married, and then just 3 minutes after the ceremony was over, they were divorced. Because the groom called the bride stupid. So
within 3 minutes of being married?
Yeah, because she stumbled to get out of the court following the registry of the marriage license. She tripped and he called her stupid. And so she said, I'm not putting up with this. And then turned back around and asked the judge to end the marriage.
3 minutes is the total time they were actually married.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know, you know, what language exactly, what they call the language in Kuwait. You know, they have the different yeah. things. But, you know, he was saying there in his native tongue going, what? What?
Just joking.
Don't you think it's overreacting?
I'm just joking. You tripped. I caught you. I'm happy. I'm playing around. I said, oh, come on, stupid. Oh, my God. You're so stupid. And you want to divorce me over that? And then some American Twitter users weighed in and they said, if this is how he acts right at the beginning, it's better to leave him. A marriage with no respect is a failed one right from the beginning.
Yeah. I've seen videos that are just like that, like the couple that's at the reception and she looks beautiful and then he pops a bottle of champagne and sprays her with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, you need to leave right now. This is the sign that you need to leave.
That's a terrible thing to do.
It is. But yeah, just, people are like, end it right there. It's not even worth trying to work things out.
But they don't even know in this story, that's all there is to it. That was it. She stumbled leaving the court from registering the marriage license. And he called her stupid. Didn't say the context that he could have been laughing and joking and helping her up. My wife and I call each other stupid all the time, and one of us is kidding. I just can't imagine.
3 minutes.
Hmm.
Now you gotta start the whole. You gotta start dating again. It's Kuwait. It's not exactly. You know. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if they have like Tinder there or anything, but. I got a feeling it's more difficult to find the love of your life.
Yeah. I guess.
Harder to find like a Chili's to go to eat.
I think so. Probably. Probably.
But and they didn't even have to do that whole thing that we've heard in some countries where they'll just have to say it 3 times. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, and then you're divorced.
He just nullifies the marriage and
yeah.
Done. See you later.
Oh, he called you stupid? Oh, then yeah, I'm getting you out of this, girl. No way. Man, how many wives would I have already been through if I could divorce them every time they called me stupid?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
This is one of the more interesting things that is happening in our country right now, in our culture, and that is the baby name consultant. As a career, it's a baby name consultant. We've talked about it before. It's a person who calls themselves a baby name expert, and they help people come up with unique, fitting names for their babies.
Fitting names.
So if Riggins and say he is married and he and his wife can't decide what they're going to name their baby, they know it's going to be a girl, and then they just can't. So they would hire a baby name consultant to sit with them and present them with names, you know, kind of like a real estate agent would do. And they say, this is what we're looking for in a house. And the real estate agent says, well, I've got this one, we could look at this one. And then they can go from there and go, I don't really like that, I don't really like that. That's what the baby name consultant would do, I imagine. And some of them make around $350 an hour.
Get out of here. You're a baby name consultant. Just sit down and pick, like, pick names. And like that, but one, I don't like that.
But
like
I think that comes from this generation of, you know, that are the age of having babies and all, growing up never making decisions just on their own, as far as I think this, therefore I'm gonna do this. Mm-hmm. It's always go and ask these people on this chat. Google it and see what the best move to make is. Go on social media, post it and say, what do you think? It's this mindset that we can't do anything without having someone else tell us that it's the right move or take suggestions from everybody else. $350 an hour. That's just my
to just throw out
my take on it as to why this kind of thing happens.
So they just sit around and just, okay.
Yeah.
I've got a list of names here that I think are kind mm-hmm. of fitting. Do they? I guess they try to tie them into the family name somehow or sound.
I guess it's just whatever the couple is looking for.
Haley sounds like a name that would fit with you as a couple, with your names.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
For example, when we named our son, if you're a baby name expert and you're a consultant, you probably would have said, what are you looking to name your son? And we would have said, well, we've got it narrowed down between Aiden and Landry. The consultant would have probably said, I think you should go with Landry because Aiden is going to be a super, super popular name with this age babies born at this time. And there aren't that many Landrys out there if you want a more unique name. I know, it's crazy. Now, here's the thing.
$350 an hour. That's wild.
I think I could do this job, except instead of baby names, I could be a nickname consultant because I'm really good at giving people nicknames.
You're excellent at that, TJ. That's a good one.
How many people you think would hire me for $300 an hour for a nickname? Who's looking
for that? Yeah, do you give your...
Hey, it's all in the marketing.
You can't give yourself a nickname, though.
No, but that'd be my giving it to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got to bring in the family and friends. Like, this is what we're calling
from
them now.
We're going with this.
T-Bone.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The top trending topic is no surprise. It is regarding President Joe Biden announcing that he will not be running for re-election in 2024. While also endorsing the current Vice President Kamala Harris to be the next president of the United States. That was announced yesterday afternoon. Made the announcement first on Twitter, now known as X. And so that was the biggest story of the day, all day yesterday.
Does anybody actually refer to it as X?
Not yet. It hasn't really.
I try to.
Hasn't really sunk its teeth in yet.
Anytime I hear it referred to, like in a news report or something like that, they always say that was released on X or Twitter.
Yeah.
So every time the word Twitter gets put back in there, I still do not understand the change. Why the change? But
it's a slow change.
No one seems to be using it.
Yeah. Did everybody see the video of the Arena Football Championship played on Friday
in that mall?
In the mall.
It's weird.
The Arena Football Championship played in the middle of a shopping mall.
Yeah.
And it's kind of odd. You've never really seen something quite like that. Now, the Arena Football League still questioning whether or not they'll have another season. I guess they're having some financial hardships.
What would make you think that?
This was Arena Bowl 33, they said.
Yeah. So it is weird to see, though, because people are just on different levels of the mall, kind of peering over the railings, watching a football game being played in the middle of the mall. So that was kind of a weird sports story. The Olympics kick off this week in Paris, France. So a lot of people are going to be checking that out. Twisters, the sequel to the 1996 movie Twister, had a huge weekend at the box office. $80.5 million, the same as Oppenheimer. In the first weekend. Crazy.
Because that movie has been promoted so well. It's got that, you know, the hottest guy in Hollywood right now is the star. Yeah.
Women love him.
And it's got a top-notch, big-name country music soundtrack that goes with it. All these top country artists have songs on the soundtrack, like Luke Combs and Jelly Roll. It's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I was floored to see that because, but they definitely said you need to watch it in the theater to sort of get the full experience. But audiences have loved it, and women especially love that guy,
mm-hmm.
Glenn Powell.
Yeah, what's not to love? He's handsome.
Is he? Yeah. Is he that good looking?
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
He's dreamy.
He's dreamy. I stayed at an Airbnb last week, and I made a shocking discovery in the Airbnb. It was not a hidden camera. It was something way, way worse. I'll tell you what it is next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I've been excited to share this story with you guys since it happened. Last week I went to the beach with a friend of mine, and just for a couple days, and I've said, if I'm going on vacation somewhere, I like a certain level of
comfort.
That's the right word without sounding like a snob. I don't need the finest of the hotels, but I like a certain level of comfort, a luxury. And my friend, she found an Airbnb at the beach, and she sent me pictures. She knows I'm a little particular about things. And I said, this looks great. And we had a great time overall. But the first day we got there, I'm, you know, getting settled in the place. And she goes in the bathroom and says, can you come in here? And I was like, no, I don't know. No, I can't. She goes, trust me, it's fine. I go in there and she points at the toilet and says, lift up the lid. Okay, I'm really scared. So I lift up the lid, and inside the lid, there is a 6 or 7 inch oval mirror on the inside of the toilet lid. And we're both kind of standing there looking at it. Now, what could that be? So I'm like, well, this is obviously a camera hidden behind the lid or something. So I peel it off, and it's stuck there with 3M strips.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why would there be a oval mirror on the inside of the toilet lid? So I Googled it. That's a thing. Oval mirrors for the inside of your toilet lid so that you can use the restroom and turn around and see.
Make sure you're clean.
Make sure you're clean.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not the most disgusting thing I have you've ever seen?
So you would have to okay, I don't want to get into too much detail.
You can picture, I mean, when you start thinking about how you would use that mirror.
What?
And this is a nice place, but something about having a toilet mirror makes it seem like the most disgusting place. So that really tainted the entire trip for me. I'm like, this place is disgusting. Who knows? There could be.
Did you stick it back?
Yes. Huh. I'm not going to throw it. It's not my place. Right. So I'm like, okay, I'll put it back on. A toilet mirror.
And you didn't use it.
No, I used it. No.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So a couple of news items from over the weekend. There's one big change coming to the Joey Chestnut Kobayashi hot dog eating contest on Netflix that's happening in September, I believe. One big change. These two titans of competitive eating are facing off after Joey Chestnut got banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. They're doing it live on Netflix. It's in September. One big change. This will be a no dunking contest.
Oh, no. They can't wet the bread first.
They can't. If you've ever seen the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, they take that wiener in the bun and they jam it in that cup of water and it's wet bread is all over their face. So this is a no dunking contest. And they have to eat the hot dogs with the wiener and the bun at the same time. They cannot separate them, which is also part of the dipping thing. They would just dip the bread to make it easier to go down. So a real battle of this King Kong versus Godzilla, I think. So it'll be interesting to see when that hits in September. The other interesting thing I learned, what do you call that? You know, when you eat a Reese's cup and it's so delicious.
Yeah.
What do you call that piece of paper? Do you have a name for it?
I don't.
Internally at Reese's, they call that the panty.
The panty?
The panty. They don't use that in any marketing or anything, obviously, but that's what it's known as.
So the Reese's peanut butter cup sits in a pant. They call it a panty?
A panty.
Yeah.
You will never eat a Reese's cup again without thinking, oh, I got to take.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, every time, oh, I got to pull the panty off.
Throw away these panties.
I got all these panties laying around now. Do you ever eat the panty? Have you ever eaten on
accident? No, but when it melts into the panty, you'd put the panty up and lick it off. Lick off the chocolate and stuff that's left, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
You eat the chocolate out of the panty. Drag it,
you know, through your teeth, scrape that off.
You're dragging the panty through your mouth.
Dragging the panty across your face, trying to get on. Why would they do that?
Would they do that?
Somebody should have said, hey, no, let's don't do it. Let's don't call it the panty.
But I bet when they first invented them, it was so long ago that nobody would have thought that was nasty.
Yeah, and that might be just a manufacturing term for like a coating around something, a holder or something. I don't know. But the Reese's panty. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be thinking about that forever.
I love Reese's panties.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So the movie Twisters had a huge weekend at the box office. $80.5 million. Same opening weekend as Oppenheimer, one of the biggest movies ever. So a lot of people went to go see this sequel starring Glenn Powell, who is, as TJ pointed out, one of the hottest guys in Hollywood.
Probably the hottest right now.
Yeah.
They said when he walks out onto the screen, there's a rain scene or something, and he's wearing a white shirt and a cowboy hat. Women literally started whooping and hollering when he's walking through the rain, making all kinds of commotion.
And I don't think as many women really were drawn to him from his part in Maverick, the Top Gun movie, Maverick. But he did a movie that's on Netflix or one of those streaming services called Hitman.
Yeah.
And kind of a lighthearted take on the on what a hitman does, and that's where they, wow, you know, this guy is hot.
He's so
this
good
guy's hot. And he talks exactly like Matthew McConaughey. He's from Texas. He's got the same exact accent as Matthew McConaughey. If you close your eyes and not paying attention, you might think that Matthew McConaughey's talking.
Really?
I just Googled that scene to see what would come up.
Yeah,
tons of articles about it, how it was almost cut from the movie, and then apparently in the test, women freaked out. They were like, do not cut that out of the movie. Do not cut that scene out of the movie.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they said men are laughing because, you know, men and women are going to see that. But on the flip side, Deadpool and Wolverine is out on Friday. And the executive producer, Wendy Jacobson, said that when they did the screen test for Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, when he showed up at the screen test dressed as Wolverine, she said, quote, grown men were sobbing.
Oh, God.
When they saw Hugh Jackman back in his Wolverine outfit. Grown men were sobbing. But and these are people that work on the movie.
And this is not in person. He showed up in his Wolverine outfit. This is in the movie he showed up. And they started crying.
Yeah, like the screen test, just to see what he'll look like on camera. And the guys that were working on the set were, grown men were sobbing, was the line. So she said it was one of the craziest thing. It was just the camera test. It was way before we even started shooting. So a lot of people excited for that movie.
Rob, will you cry?
I can't make any promises, but I don't think I will. I don't think I will.
Please let this happen.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.